are nearly 80 gigs of data in my head.
That's one small step for man.
Hello and welcome. This is JVL, and once again, you're listening to a fucking podcast. All right, it's been a week since I've done one, and I got busy, and sorry. You know, I'll get back to you more this week. All right, let's get to the show. These three bands that I'm going to play for you all have something in common. They're all going on tour together, and you can see them all together. Yep, it's like one big pie of love. All right, this first band is called Rude Buddha. I'm also going to play 33 West at Ballyhoo once again. Funny little story, I played Ballyhoo last week, and he heard the show and gave me a call. I did a little interview. It'll be at the end of this show. So let's get right down to it. If you want to check out more about their Living Stereo Tour, it's the name of it. Come to my MySpace page. You can find that through my webpage, which is jvl.podomatic.com. Go to my MySpace page. You can click on the link down there. Add Living Stereo Tour as your friend. The tour starts on, I think, April 27th and runs through June 9th. They're going down the East Coast to Texas, the South, everywhere. So go check them out. All right, here's the first song by Rude Buddha, Bar Song.
I went on last night. It was a night that I can't even remember. Me and my boys, we was drinking heavy. Then you walked by like a tide in the early, early morning.
Another one from Rude Buddha, Payback. Bitches.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's like a big mess of fuck pie. Mmm, good stuff. All right, can you fucking believe they're not fucking signed? No label, no fucking asshole punk label has signed them. Maybe that's because labels are punk-ass motherfuckers. Any goddamn way, same deal with the next band, 33 West, that's up for you. They're not signed. They've been putting out albums all by themselves, and they've been doing a hell of a job. All right, here you go. Cut the bullshit. 33 West, Stop Sign. All right, here's another one called Roses by 33 West.
Last night, you're crying,
That was 33 West tearing it up. Take it or fucking leave it, ass wipes. All right, before I get into Ballyhoo, which is the next band I'm going to be playing, along with their interview, I've had some comments. And I'm not a political person, but I am. I'm going to keep the political crap off this podcast as much as I can. But some of you know how I feel. I lost a buddy in a war I didn't vote for. I'm still hot about. And if you want to find out more about me, I made a separate MySpace page, which is about me and some of the beliefs I have. And if you want to find out more about that and stuff, by all means, you can find a link about it on my MySpace page. It says, find out more about me. It'll take you right to my MySpace page. In the next week on my personal page, I'm going to put up a link for, it's a charity. I hate saying it, but it's a charity. And it's for the maimed soldiers coming back to this country who have given up life and limbs. And, you know, they're having trouble assimilating, coming back and, you know, without a fucking hand or out of fucking arm. They're fucking 20 years old. What the fuck are they going to do with the rest of their fucking life? You know, and the fucking government's like, goodbye. You know. So anyways, I found some great organizations. I'm going to be putting their links up. If you'd like to donate, check out these links. Don't give me any goddamn money. Give it to these men and women. And, yeah. So, enough of that. I'm trying to keep the politics off the music podcast. But, you know, I get caught up sometimes in the things I do and the things I feel. All right, let's get down back to the music. Let's get down to it. And it's Ballyhoo. I played them before, and they're a great band. They're on Hooligan Records, and they're going to be on this tour. I'm telling you, you got to check out this tour. These three bands are going to rip it up. So here it is. The first song I'm going to play is Last Breath, and I got another one. That's Bad Credit, which is my favorite song because it's me. It strikes a chord and a lot of my friends. And then I got an interview. It's a long interview, and you know, a lot of my interviews, they're not scripted. You know, sometimes I just call them up and it's just two guys rapping. I don't sit there with a bunch of fucking questions. I'm not a Barbara Walters, you know. I don't expect my interviews to win me any goddamn awards. The whole point of my interviews is to get fans of the band a little bit more familiar with them, you know. That's all it is. I'm not trying to make any special thing about it. It's just, it's for the fans. And I'll leave it at that. So here we go, Last Breath, Ballyhoo.
What are these?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know how they got there.
Well, I think you do know.
Cause there is no God.
is another great song by Ballyhoo, Bad Credit.
When my life goes down the drain, and I got no one left to blame, and I always have this pain, sick of playing this song game. Well, my head is swollen and I'm sore with bloodshot eyes. I got this repossession, such a thorn up in my side. Come on down, the price is high, we'll take away your dreams. We'll steal up all your money, along with your dignity. And it gets so rough when my life goes down the drain, and I got no one left to blame, and I always have this pain, sick of playing this song game. Popping pills don't pay the bills, can't smoke it all away. Can't press rewind, can't change time, I'm living it day to day. No, walk into the bank today, don't answer my telephone. I know it's the blood-sucking leeches, the bill-collecting greedy hoes. And it gets so rough when my life goes down the drain, and I got no one left to blame, and I always have this pain, sick of playing this song game. Charge it up, ain't got no cash today. And charge it up, plastic's the American way. And charge it up, ain't got no cash today. And charge it up, plastic's the American way. And it gets so rough when my life goes down the drain, and I got no one left to blame, and I always have this pain, sick of playing this song game. When my life goes down the drain, and I got no one left to blame, and I always have this pain, yeah, sick of playing this song.
All right, thanks a lot to Rude Buddha, Ballyhoo, and 33 West for letting me make my podcast what it is. Remember, you can find out more about these bands and other bands that I've played on JVLpodomatic.com. That's JVL.podomatic.com. Stop by, join my Frapper page, let me know where you're from, let me know what you think. And if you're too fucking lazy, you dick cheese, call this number, 206-350-2163. That's 206-350-2163. Let me know what you think. Let me know how your day's going. If you just punched your boss, if your boss just punched you, let me know. If you want to cuss him out, go ahead. I might play it on the show. All right, let's get into the interview with Ballyhoo. It's quite long. I didn't edit it. It's just two guys rapping. So here you go. Hope you enjoy it. And this will conclude the show after the interview.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man? It's James from Unsound.
What's up, brother?
Oh, man. I'm feeling like a dick, dude.
Why is that?
Well, I just actually played two of your songs on my latest podcast. And then you called me, like, not less than, I don't know, 2 hours after I, like, put it out. So I'm feeling like a cheesemo.
Ah, right on.
Yeah.
Feel like an ass.
Well, I mean, you guys rock, dude. Like, I noticed that you were on a tribute to Sublime.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty cool, man. It was a good opportunity. We did a couple songs, a couple Sublime tunes. We had them posted on our website, and this guy from Baseline Music, I think they're based out of Cali, they emailed and said they wanted to use one of the songs for their upcoming tribute album, and of course we jumped right on it. And I mean, it's got a lot of great bands on the Blue Glow Skulls, you know, just No Use for Name. It was just a great opportunity to tribute to Brad Noel and Sublime. You know, it's just, it was really cool, you know.
Yeah. Who else is in the band there? I forget the names.
Okay, it's me, Howie, and then there's Big D, the drummer. We just leave that up to speculation. So.
The reason... go ahead.
And then we got Mr. J on the bass guitar, and DJ Blaze on the Wheels of Steel.
The reason why I laughed when you said, was it Big D?
Yeah.
It's because you got a picture of y'all like buck naked out in some cornfield. And there's like these, your names are posted right on your crotch.
Uh-huh.
And Big D, he's just like, what's up? I mean, it's freaking, it's hilarious.
Oh yeah, dude. That was, it was kind of came. I mean, truth be told, we couldn't deny our beautiful bodies anymore. We had to show them to the rest of the world, you know.
Well, don't be shy. Don't be bashful.
I think it was a very important contribution to the world, you know.
All right, now listen. I haven't bought your album yet. But
shame on you.
I know. I'm a dick. But I noticed that I can buy it on your MySpace page for $9.99. We know it's $10.50 with shipping and handling.
Yeah, right.
But I'm really trying. Well, I'm thinking about waiting until you're going to be playing right near me, or the end of March?
Yeah,
about the 28th, I think you're going to be.
March 24th.
There we go. Yeah. At the Firehouse Q, right?
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah, Gaithersburg.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. Can I pick up your CD at your show?
I don't have tons of CDs there. Tons of CDs. Anybody can come pick them up. And sometimes we play with the price. It could be $10. It could be $5. Who knows? Depends on how we're feeling that night, you know?
Oh, shit.
You'll get a free copy, man. It's all good.
Well, okay. Hey, man, I ain't gonna say no.
Just take it, you know. Take what you can get.
Yeah, dude. So, all right, this is your first album out?
This is the second actual full-length album.
Okay.
We put out our first record in 2000 called 365 Day Weekend. And that did really well. I had a lot of cool tunes on it. Very proud of it.
Yeah.
And then we put out a full song EP in summer of 2004. It was basically going to be the lead up to the new album, the second album. But then with, after scheduling and money issues and things, it just took forever. It actually took us 2 years to put this new record out.
Damn.
You know, from recording to final product, you know, on the shelf. We're still happy to out now. It's kicking ass. We're on our 2,000 pressing right now, and it's only been out for a month, so doing really well.
That's good, man. How long you guys been together?
We've actually been doing Ballyhoo for it's about 10.5 years.
How long?
10.5.
Woo, man, professional.
Yeah, man. You're talking July '95 until now.
Shit, man. I think I was
really high school.
Yeah, I was in some back seat somewhere trying to learn how to take a bra off back then.
For real, dude. I know, man. You're fucking gotta do the one-handed, man. You gotta snap the thumb, you know?
Yeah. So who are some of the bands you're gonna be playing with? I notice you're on tour right now. Who are some of the bands you'll be playing with? Is that just whoever, or do you get to decide? How's that work?
We'll play pretty much wherever we can, you know, with whoever. a lot of times, though, when we have the choice, which has been, we've been kind of spoiled lately because we've been playing with a lot of great bands that we're friends with, and that's always the best way to do it, because everybody gets along and everybody can share equipment, and it's you know, a usual thing. Like we're touring a lot with a band called Rude Buddha out of Sterling, Virginia, actually. Yeah, and they're who's doing big things. You need to talk to those guys. Those guys are
send them my way, dude.
Will do. Can't Hang, which is just a sick reggae punk band from Baltimore.
Yeah,
guys are great. Love those boys. 1154 out of Baltimore.
And I noticed on your friends list, it's kind of ironic. Agents of the Sun.
Oh yeah.
Actually, I've done an interview with him. It's just it's in queue. I'm probably gonna throw him on with you on this show here. And Case of the Mondays just hit me up.
Love Case of the Mondays. Those guys are great.
Yeah, dude. I was listening to this shit today. I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, those guys are awesome. They just did our record release party in Philly on back February 4th up in at Grape Street, and it was sick. It rocked. We had a blast up there.
So what do you do? I'm sorry to cut you off, man, but what do you do in your downtime when you're not in a band? Like, do you work? Or is the band like your full-time deal?
Well, you know, it's like we all work a little bit. Like I'm a fucking waiter.
Hey.
You know, yeah, 4 years now. That wasn't the plan, but I'm still there. So, you know, when we're not touring and playing crazy shows and shit, I'm there trying to make a little extra cash. And then, actually, the DJ is a fucking chemical engineer. He's a genius.
Shit.
Yeah, so he's making good money. He's actually financed a lot of the stuff that Value has been doing the last couple of years.
Well, hey, I mean, he sounds like a smart guy because your shit sounds good, dude.
Oh, yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, I know if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have... a lot of the stuff that we've, you know, had, you know, we probably wouldn't have the CDs right away. We wouldn't have had our shirts and things like that.
Like recording time and all that. Like, do you record your own stuff or you go to a studio?
We go to a studio. It's our boy Jerome Mafia at Right On Recording. He's a drummer for Jimmy's Chicken Shack, actually.
No shit. I was gonna.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a badass drummer. He's got a great ear. The musician. You know, he knows how to get good sound. He's got a great studio out of his house in Gaithersville, actually. And he's actually from Gaithersburg, I believe.
Yeah, Gaithersburg, I mean, it's kind of funny. Like, that little shack, you know, what is it, Firehouse Q. When it turned over from its previous establishment and started playing bands, it was like, wait a minute, Suburbia's got a place to play freaking, like, music.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of bands that don't get, you know, a airtime or have enough people coming in to like fill up a 9:30 club or such and such, that's a great venue for them. Let me tell you, I got a lot of memories in that place. Lot of memories. But so
nice.
Let's talk about your fans. You got anybody that's like stalking you? You got any crazy people that come and see every show that you know? Like,
there's been an occasion or two where you have somebody that follows you around and
No, not like psycho freaks. I'm saying you got any good buddies that you see, you know, that like good fans that you want to give a shout out to or anything?
Oh shit, man! Let's give a shout out to our boy Pat. he's a man. He comes and helps us whenever he can. Whenever he's not working, he's a hardworking man. And whenever he gets a chance, he'll come to the show and he helps us sell merch and helps us move our equipment and, you know, just all the grunt work and gives us a hand. You know, good guy.
His name was Pat.
Pat, yeah.
All right, Pat. Pat, you fucko. How you doing?
We appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm not a, you know, I try not to cuss.
No, it's a term of endearment. Fucko is a term of endearment.
Totally.
Well, there's variations. We go with fuckface a lot. hilarious.
Oh my god, you caught me inhaling a cigarette, drinking a beer.
Right.
But fuckface.
Yeah, fuckface. Totally. Yeah.
I like fuck nut. Or fuck wing, you know.
Fuck wing, that's a good one. Yeah, or like fuck pie or something.
Fuck pie. Yeah. Okay. It depends on the situation.
I guess it depends, you know. There are different situations for certain terms, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But fuck fills them all. Fuck fills them all.
Yeah, yeah. Children's birthday parties. you know. Things like that. Elevators.
Have you ever played a child's birthday party?
Yes.
No shit, really?
Yes, we have. Actually, my little brother he turned 10 last summer, and this kid loves our band, and he's a great drummer himself, believe it or not.
And
he's been playing since he was like 3, and just kicking ass, and he wanted us to play his party, so we showed up, and we played for a bunch of kids no older than 10 years old. Like, there was like 5, 6, 7 year old kids there.
Wow.
And of course we kept it clean, but we just basically changed the whole show. So instead of saying like, you know, like throw your beer out, we were like, yo, where's your Kool-Aid? You know, like,
kids, you know, are hard to impress sometimes though.
Exactly. Yeah, they are, man. They stare.
Yeah.
And they just trying to figure out like what you're doing, like what's going on. But ultimately they were digging it. Yeah, I think we rocked them pretty hard.
Alright, we gotta wrap this up because it's I'm having a fun fucking time, but I gotta wrap it up. Now listen, your fans can find you on MySpace. That's MySpace/Ballyhoo.
That's correct.
And sure. Do you got a website? I think it's ballyhoorocks.com is your website page?
Yeah, ballyhoorocks.com.
See, I'm on top of it. I'm on top.
You are on top of it, man. Good job.
I got you covered. Now, you know, I played two of you. I think I played Cali Girl and Groove Rock
on
the previous podcast.
Right on.
I'm thinking about the next one, obviously, Bad Credit and Last Breath, unless you got something else you want me to play.
Sweet. No, those are great.
Yeah.
Pretty much any song on that record, like the new album is, we all listen to it all the time.
Dude,
and
good.
Just, yeah. Every song on that record for us, it's just it's really cool, man. Like, I'm really feeling it, man.
Cool, man. Well, then I'm going to play Last Breath and Bad Credit. Bad Credit, let me tell you, it strikes a chord with me.
I think, I write songs that are from, you know, from within, you know, like they're very personal. And what I try to do is I want to get in your head and really, like, I want you to relate with what I'm feeling. And I had my car repossessed a few years ago, and just I have horrible credit right now. And
yep.
And the only way for me to get over it and you know whatever is to glorify it and just make it funny. And basically, Bad Credit is a song about just like, you know what, all this, you know, it's just saying fuck it. Yeah, fuck it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Just whatever, dude. It is what it is, and you just got to keep moving.
Don't let it hold you down. You can always climb out of that hole that you're in.
Exactly. So I hope that people would, you know, get the emotions and maybe the song can mean something to them, you know, when they hear it.
That's what I'm saying. It struck a chord with me, dude. I'm right there with you on that.
Right on.
I know exactly what it's like.
Right on.
All right, man. I hate cutting you off, dude. Like, I could sit here and rap with you all night. Actually, maybe I'll just cut you off, and then maybe you could keep talking or whatever.
It's all good, bro.
But, all right, let's say goodbye, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
It's like a big bowl of fuck pie. All right, hope you enjoy. Good night.